Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Whether you want to
buy, buy, buy
in a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market, Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
What up, everybody? It is 10 a.m. in the District of Columbia. Points north, south, east, and west. And 19 years, the Washington, the Redskins, the football team, Commanders, all of them. Nobody could win a damn playoff game. And you know who changed it? Jaden Daniels. Unbelievable game last night in Tampa, and throughout the week, what we all said, I mean, go back and listen. It's on the Odyssey app, Lamphill. Go back and listen, and what we all said throughout was Tampa's got a lot of advantages in this game. Tampa looks to be, I think they have a little more talent on the roster. I think they had a lot of kind of natural advantages, but Washington had Jaden. And that doesn't take away from what was a pretty good effort defensively. There were a lot of things. De'Ami Brown stepped the hell up. But you get into late game situations. You get into late game situations and close games, and there's nobody on the planet, at least nobody in the NFC, that you want with the ball in his hands more than Jaden Daniels. I mean, the young man is just simply unflappable. Does it seem like Washington's got a horseshoe? Yeah, it does. I mean, they doinked in the game winner to go to the divisional round. Like, that doesn't just happen. But, dude, there's also something, too. You hear Dan Quinn, Terry McLaurin, Jaden Daniels, Bobby Wagner. Bobby Wagner with a huge fumble recovery. You hear these guys talk about winning time moments, making plays in big spots. That stuff doesn't happen on accident. One, you have to put yourself in position to make plays. You have to put yourself in position to be in games late, to be there when it matters. And that's what Washington has done over and over and over again. There is a, you know, relentlessness is a word that kind of gets celebrated. People are like, oh man, that's relentless. Like that these guys play relentless. The way they approach a season, relentless. And that kind of gets celebrated. But there's another word that I think is fairly similar that people don't celebrate, and it's ruthlessness. Like, if you're ruthless, that's generally considered a negative, like a pejorative, right? This football team is ruthless in their pursuit of victories. And it doesn't matter if it's the playoffs, doesn't matter if it's week three. They are ruthless. And all that means is they're going to do whatever it takes to get the win. I thought last night was just such a fascinating example of a team. By far, people are going to, there's a million different takeaways from last night. How in the hell can you win time of possession 35-26 to 24-34 when you are completely ineffective running the football? How can you go 8 of 15 on third down when you are completely ineffective running the football? They had 22 first downs. They out first downed Tampa in this thing. Their running backs, help me with the math in live time here, 19 carries for 27 plus 16 is 43 plus 1. 19 carries for 44 yards. That was your running backs in this football game, and you dominated time of possession 35-26. That, offensively, I thought Kingsbury was really good. And then you want to talk about ruthlessness. You want to understand that mental premise. I know I saw it on Twitter. I was getting text messages. People were flipping out about fourth down situations, right? Early in this game, you're super aggressive. Could you have kicked? Yes, but they go for it. Dan Quinn, I was listening to him in the locker room. Yes, I was in Tampa last night. Yes, I'm currently in the Navy Yard studio. Don't ask questions. I was listening to DQ last night. That locker room scene, that the tunnel scene with Magic, I mean, all of it was just ecstatic and deservedly so. Dan Quinn said, we're going to be bold but not reckless. And I think that's how they played it the entire game. They were 3 of 5 on fourth down. All season, they've been the number one team in the NFL on fourth down. And if they changed it last night, they're not being true to what they've built, how they've accomplished it, how they've gotten this far. And if you do the math on the 2 fourth downs they didn't get, say you kicked there, it's less than the touchdown you got late. And what do you do late? Fourth and, I guess it wasn't a goal to go, it was fourth and something. But down inside the 10-yard line, Jaden finds McLaurin. And it was the guys that deserve this thing are right in the middle of it. Jaden gets popped in the face early on, is bleeding out of his face. Looks like Rocky when he's fighting Clubber Lang. And he's able to stitch it up or glue it up, whatever they did.
Put a little tape on it.
It was, and B, I'm saying what this team does is a ruthless pursuit of victories.
They fight.
They fight.
They
like
fight to the
hell.
End. They don't quit. I know a lot of people want to say what they want to say, but this damn team right here deserves a lot of praise and pride.
Dude,
if you don't give it to them, you're a hater.
I mean, they're on to the divisional round at this point. You know, like it's no I don't know. I'm sure Jeff will tell me later that I'm wrong, but I don't think there are haters at this point. I can't imagine anybody is not giving them the proper credit now.
There are still haters at this point.
I don't
you
think
and
so.
I are fans, and we hang that every day. Is that what you think?
It's not even being a fan. It's just watching.
No,
they're one of how many teams are still playing? 8?
Yeah. Well, my right? dad. But I'm just letting you know, I hear it live. I see it on social media. But to hell with them. 13 wins in a divisional round, still moving forward. It's all the hell that matters.
The game last night was just such a perfect microcosm of the season. You know, this was not a slow start game. And this was not, I'm not going to pound the defense on this one. I thought defensively they played fairly well. I know Marshawn Lattimore had some trouble with Mike Evans early on. Evans, I think, had about 70 yards in the first half. He finished with 92. There was a lot of talk and concern about Bucky Irving going crazy in this thing. He ended up with about 85 yards from scrimmage. He did catch that one touchdown, which, you know, some people will tell you wasn't offensive pass interference. Some people will tell you they call that 8 times out of 10, and they didn't. It was a good play design, but still, McMillan runs directly into Frankie Louvu's chest and points at him pre-snap, which I found fairly egregious. But still, like, this was the reason they won is Jaden Daniels' ability to make plays at late in games and just be completely unflappable. Mm-hmm. But this was a team win through and through. I mean, special teams had a good night. The fact that the kid doinked it in is just...
As I said before,
there is some sort of magic following this team, and then there's actual Magic Johnson in the tunnel outside of the locker room.
As I've said many times before, we talk a lot about the offense, but the offense don't get a chance. The defense don't, at points, give them the ball back.
Dude.
And John Dowd, when you talked to him last night on your show, he said straight up, man, defense, we just want to get the ball back to Jaden because we know if he gets the ball, we got a chance. And I think that's what happens often. You know, we talk just like, think about the 1987 Super Bowl. Oh, man, they scored 35 points in one quarter. The damn defense was getting the ball back for them. So that get lost in the shuffle sometimes. But, you know, nothing is perfect. But, hell, I will go to war with those dudes any damn day.
Dude, it's so hard to watch and throughout. I mean, we were in Tampa since Friday night, and there were so many Commanders fans down there. It was burgundy and gold. I mean, the amount of, like, actual Redskins gear I saw was, I mean, people were pulling stuff out of their grandfather's closet. Like, it almost seemed like it was a contest to come up with, like, the most cool kind of throwback gear. And it was such an impressive vibe. And every time people would ask me what I thought of the game, I was like, man, you can't count these guys out. And ultimately, if it's close late, Jaden's got the ball in his hands. They got a chance. And then you see it last night, and it unfolds exactly that way. And we're going to open the phone lines up. We're going to just take phone calls all day. Brian, I was saying this. Jaden is so impressive, dude. He finishes the game 24-35, 270, two touchdowns, ran for another 36 on the ground. He had like 32 at halftime. Tampa made a good adjustment to kind of slow his legs down in the second half. They're able to win time of possession 35-26 to 24-34, and they couldn't run the ball Their backs, I think, we just added up, I think had 19 carries for 44 yards. To be 8 of 15 on third down when you're unable to run the ball is just phenomenal play.
I think the thing about the running the ball is this. We have developed our mindset that, oh, you got to have 100, 200 yards a game. Sometimes you got to just constantly have the threat of the run. And what I love about it, and I know people look at the numbers with all these stat stuff, that stuff has gotten blown out of proportion. The whole thing that you want to do is win the football game.
Sure.
And what they do, they keep running it. They may not be getting the yards they want, but you still have to be concerned about it. The moment you
there
have a defense.
There are games where I would agree with you. Last night, the run game was just so ineffective.
Don't make a difference. They kept running the football.
The only time the last drive when they went to Eckler kind of full time on it, that they, were able,
what I'm saying,
they were able
Jay,
to move it there.
If you just completely stop running the ball and the defense can pin their damn ears back, you're done.
I agree with that.
So they keep handing the ball, which makes the defense slow up just a little bit. And when you have a quarterback like Jaden who can run it, who can throw it, you make it a little bit it may look bad as a running game per se, the traditional way, but it gives him the opportunity to use his skills more.
Well, I mean, specific to that, on that last drive, one, how about Terry McLaurin? And you don't really see this from a wideout. There's 4:41 on the clock when they get the ball at the end of the game. And Terry says, we're not giving him the bleeping ball back.
Yeah.
We're not giving him the ball back. I think Todd Bowles at the end of the first half and the end of the game was really bad time management, and that's great for Washington. Shout out to Todd. I think Jaden made a pair of plays on that drive. The third down pass to De'Ami Brown was just a perfect ball. It's third and six from their own 34. This is a high-pressure situation because at that point, Tampa still had all three timeouts left. Third and six, you're still far in your own territory. You don't pick that up. You got to punt. Finds De'Ami down the middle for 21. All of a sudden, things have flipped upside down because now you're at least to midfield. The way DQ was coaching this thing, you know they're going to be aggressive if you get to a fourth down. They give the ball to Eckler there. It's 3:20. I think De'Ami gets tackled with like 3 minutes left. No timeout, nothing. They get the ball to Eckler. They run the ball there, which was absolutely the right call to force a timeout call from the Bucs. They don't call one. They run two plays from 3:20 all the way down to the 2 minute.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, it's like, and they're at midfield. It completely shifted everything.
Hell yeah.
Then Jaden finds Eckler for that little pass, which was wild. Eckler gets 18. Finally, Tampa's calling timeouts because Washington's at the 27. Mm-hmm. They're already in field goal range. Eckler gives him a really good 8-yard gain. It was kind of not quite a draw, but there was a little delay to it. Now everything's on the table. What they have counted on, I'm a big believer in what can you count on, right? And offensively, throughout the season, they run this little QB counter, usually to the right side.
Yeah.
That's the play they can count on. You need two, I'll get you three. You need three, I'll get you four. It didn't work one time this season. That was in Philly on fourth down when they called it. If you remember that Thursday nighter up there, that was the one time I remember all year didn't work.
Yeah, almost didn't work last night.
Third and two, they run it to Jaden. It looks like he's about to get hit in the backfield. He's able to evade the pressure.
He never looks like he's stressed. He just smoothly, give him a little stiff, ran on and got first.
Third and two, 4-yard gain, first down. Then they get into the middle of the field. One thing I wasn't so sure about is, so they get first and 10 from the 15. Now, it ended up maybe mattering. Rather than just kind of lunging sideways to get where Gonzo wants the ball for the kick, Jaden kind of jumped backwards. So they lost 4 yards. So you went from the 15 to the 19.
Yeah, but
I'm kind of being funny.
He was trying to put on that left hash for him.
I know.
And I'm glad they put it on the left hash because based off of what happened at the end, my heart skipped a beat, dog.
Dog, that joint was leaking. You know, you swing a little too fast with the driver, and that joint takes off straight like a rocket, and then it's just leaking right.
I went back and looked at a lot of stuff prior to that kick. What in the hell was he doing, taking off his sock, putting it back on, shoe, all of the hair stuff? He was nervous, dog.
He's got some stuff.
Yeah.
I
guess that's the first time he had that situation.
He's got some stuff, man. I don't know how to describe my man Gonzo.
But as I said last night, we won the damn game. Nothing to complain about.
Their playoff drought was almost legally drinking. 19 years, dude, is just absurd. And
that's a good one right there.
For these guys to break that, year one of Dan Quinn, year one of Adam Peters, is just unbelievable. And year one of Jaden Daniels, you wonder what the sky is the limit for in this thing. You wonder as they're able to continue to build this roster or whatever it is. But they got some magic right now. And I'm not trying to do a weird pun because of Magic Johnson being there. I loved what Magic said after the game. And one of the reasons he's been so reserved this year. I mean, Magic has really made himself scarce, especially when TV cameras were around. And he said, he's like, I don't want anybody to make this about me. I want this to be about this team. I want it to be about Terry and Bobby and Jaden and everybody in that locker room.
Oh, yeah.
And I just think he's correct. And these guys have earned that, deserve it. I thought John Allen played a really good game last night when they needed it. I think defensively, we're going to get so caught up in how this thing finished and everything Jaden does, which is really tremendous. One thing I said going into this thing, I didn't want to play Philly because I think they got the best 1-53 roster, right? Mm-hmm. And whatever, you got to play who you got to play. It's the playoffs. But when there was the talk of L.A., Tampa, or Philly, to me it was always Tampa was the team you wanted to play. They were just so up and down, so volatile. I thought Philly's 1-53 was the best. I thought L.A.'s got the best coach. This game plan last night from Cliff and the Commanders, I can't stress enough how incredibly smart it is for them to hold time of possession so significantly. You know, Baker was pretty dialed in. He had the fumble, but just as a passer, he didn't miss much.
Don't miss when you don't have pressure.
You know how many times he threw the ball?
Yeah, like 16, 15 times.
18 times.
Yeah.
15 of 18.
Yeah.
Dog, like, in an ideal world, that's double. Like, if you're Tampa and the way Evans was cooking dudes, you'd want that to be 26 of 30. And they just limited possession so much. Bucky Irving averaged 4.5 a pop on the ground. He got the ball 17 times.
But you know what happened to them? They got in a situation where they had a team that was having those long, sustained drives. That 9-minute drive, 17 plays, touchdown at the end. I've said it to you many a times. You do that consistently, there's not an offensive coordinator in this damn league that sticks to a game plan. They're going to always come out now and they're going to start trying something else. So you had them
stressing. That drive started from their own 8.
Yes. They went 8-9 minutes, and when you get a touchdown at the end of drive like that, you got to try and come back and do something. And then all of a sudden they realize, we can't run and gun with these dudes. You know, they had that knock, that kind of drag it out type performance. But Washington can put points on you quickly if they want.
Dude, and the slow starts have been so problematic for quite some time for Washington. They give up the field goal early, but Tampa was moving that ball. It looked like that was going to be a touchdown drive. They're able to kind of stop them when they get to, I think, about the 30. They forced punts on the next two possessions. Tampa had some inopportune penalties and stuff, but defensively, you got to give them some credit, man. When they took the 10-3 lead in the second quarter, that was a 3-and-out. And, defensively, I thought they were good in this thing. I thought game plan-wise was really smart. I think there's just so much to appreciate about this team and we're going to talk about Detroit all week. Detroit's obviously a beast. That's a you got a lot to worry about going to Detroit. You got a lot to think about. They got a lot of weapons. That place is going to be an absolute zoo. But, yo, that's a good problem to have because you're in the divisional round of the playoffs.
Yeah.
And you know what everybody in Detroit's saying? Let's be real. You know what Detroit talk radio's saying today? Damn, this kid, Jaden Daniels.
Yeah.
I don't want to be in a close game against him late.
Hey, man. Detroit didn't go undefeated, did they?
Nah.
Game slow.
Nobody did.
Yeah.
Yo, you know who Detroit lost to? Tampa. You know who just beat Tampa? Washington.
There you go.
What a world. Now, if you listen to me talk about Bucks Commanders this week, I told you I like the under. You gotta zag when the world zigs. And if you're looking to make some money tonight, Rams, Vikings, interesting line. Rams plus 2.5. They are the home team, except now they're not playing it at home. But if you're looking for action, all the action is heating up this playoff season at ESPN Bet Sportsbook. I kind of like the total in this thing. It's an over-under of about 47.5 on ESPN Bet. So if you like the under, like I might, that's going to be really interesting. Both these teams have, I mean, L.A., I don't know how their minds can be in the right spot for this game with all these fires going on out there. There's a million player props you can choose from. I got Stafford's passing yards, about 240. Darnold's are higher than Stafford's. That seems banana land to me. I like Kyron Williams in this thing. Yeah. You got options in this thing. You can get all the player props you want. The point spread's about 2.5. Stafford, Darnold, passing yards, over-unders, totals. If you're talking to me, I would look at Kyron Williams anytime touchdown, and I would take the under in this thing. I like the Rams. I just don't know how these fires are going to affect things. I know this, though. New ESPN Bet Sportsbook customers can get up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. And you can unlock 30 days of ESPN Plus. Download the app and sign up with promo code RADIO to get started today. Make sure if you're in Maryland or Virginia, you're checking all the rules out. You must be 21 plus. If you got a gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See the app for details.
I was worried it was too much of a sideshow, and it was. That whole, Evans versus Lattimore, when are they going to fist fight, was just like I guess we're on the air. Hello, it's B. Mitchell Finley. I didn't like that as I think too much was made of it going in. I think it became its own entity.
Well, they made too much of it, but the referees are horrible. And they've been horrible the whole year.
All I'm saying is the Skins were on the right side of the calls. It was 5 for 39 versus 7 for 65. The egregious thing to me was the fourth down to Ertz. He got mugged, and they didn't call it. Yeah. That's at least a hold. If you don't want to call PI, it's at least a hold.
But you can't be in the game and say, oh, I just called when I can't call this one. If you're calling it, call it. Point blank.
Bro, I read this stat last night on air. this is just unbelievable. Jaden Daniels, road playoff win, no turnovers, and the team didn't punt once. Only other time that's happened is Peyton Manning in 2003. Like when you start
winning games like that, baby.
Yo, and it's one thing to stack up crazy, kind of statistical notes like that in the regular season, and that's still cool. I'm not knocking it. You start doing it in the playoffs on the road.
Oh, yeah.
Yo, and there were a ton of Burgundy and Gold fans last night. They deserve a lot of credit.
They're probably still down there in Tampa.
Oh, yeah. You imagine
they probably tore Ybor City up last night.
What do you think that airport bar is like right now?
Oh, bro. Probably like how our airplane bar was last night.
Hold on. Let's do this. If you are at the airport bar in Tampa, call the program. 800-636-1000.
Hell yeah, we'll take that.
We're going to open the phone lines up all day starting at 11, but specifically airport bar in Tampa phone calls are welcome right now. I thought the game last night, just what these dudes. So at one point, Magic talked for a while, and then he pulled Harris in. And Harris said, talent, character, and people. And that just, it really stood out to me, man, because that's what you're trying to build is, nothing matters without talent, right? Jimmy's and Joe's, not X's and O's, mm-hmm. Players, not plays. I think our program firmly believes in that. At the same time, man, you gotta make the whole operation airtight so that everything is lifted up. And they've done that, dude.
Oh, yeah. They've done it completely, and I think they allow people to do their jobs. And I think when you start looking at great organizations, the people that are the owners and all, and the one that pay the money, they are relatively out of the way. You see these guys at games, but they're not interrupting anything. You know, they don't have to have a producer's chair out at practice acting like they know every damn thing, because right. they don't. You know, and they hire the football people and let the football people do their job. And when you have that and everything, that when that chain of command is in order, you can have success. And they do a great job of that.
Totally. And I think you saw it. I don't think any of this stuff was off the record, but like you and I were both there doing our shows, pregame, doing all this stuff, and the ownership crew comes through.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a lot of people involved in the ownership,
yeah.
and they got family, and like you kind of get to know them over the year, right? And we're talking with these people, and dude, because both our shows were set up on the Skins sideline,
mm-hmm.
and then understandably the fans buy all the tickets behind the Skins bench.
Hell yeah.
And pregame, before this game.
Pregame was loud.
Dude, and so there's a lot of the ownership partners are out there. You got Josh Harris and Mark Ein and Mitch Rails and their various families that are all part of ownership. You know what I mean? Like, they're there. Like, if your dad owns the team, you're part of ownership.
My dad owns the team. I'm on the sideline every week.
Dude, both of our fathers at various points in our lives were in the bar business.
Mm-hmm.
So we kind of own that bar. Like, that's just
yep.
part of life, right? And we certainly acted like it.
Sure did. Even when I was just 10, I was like, hey, leaving that paper there, man.
Right. And one of the members of the Commanders ownership group, we look around and you've got certainly hundreds, probably thousands as we got closer to kickoff. But all these guys are there, people, like men and women, but just all these folks are there just singing over and over Hail to the Redskins.
Oh, yeah.
And the team's warming up. And one of the folks in ownership just looked at me. He's like, it feels like a dream come true. Like, we never mm-hmm. thought all this could happen. And these dudes are fans of the team. Like, it's all come together the right way. And then you find Peters, and what he has done from a free agency standpoint is simply phenomenal.
Mm-hmm.
Then you identify, you target Jaden, you take Jaden, what Jaden has done on his own level.
Mm-hmm.
You hire DQ, like all of it. Not everything in life is always going to break exactly right, but damn if this year hasn't.
Well, if things break right for good people, and the stuff you see them doing is genuine, they're not faking. You know, they are inviting. They're not acting as if they're above anybody. And people want to be a part of that. You know, a lot of Dan's problem was he wanted to separate himself, make himself look bigger than what he was. And that catches up with you. You know, you can't poop on a lot of people and expect great things to always happen for you.
I want to check in with the boys at the aquarium. I think you grossed landfill out. I don't know. He made a barf face. Professor Landini, I'm asking an honest question. Do you remember the playoff win in 05? I know you're younger than me.
Yeah, I do. Okay. Yeah, I remember the one in 05. Vaguely, but I remember it. Mm-hmm. I remember the win against the Lions in
99.
I guess that would have been January of 2000, and the loss against the Bucks the next week more, but I remember the playoff win.
What did you think last night?
It was pretty incredible. It was weird. I kind of had a pretty confident feeling the whole time. When things go bad for the Commanders, you can usually tell pretty quickly that it's not going well. But they were just hanging around. You know, they had the lead multiple times, even though the Bucks were still in the game. And I just kind of felt, if we had the opportunity to get the ball at the end of the game, there was a really good chance they were going to win, and it happened.
That is the mindset around here now,
dude. That was my thought going in. I mean, I remember I feel like I spent the weekend at American Social and with a few hours at the ballgame. And I tell you what was tough is my boy, shout out to Lee Armstrong, had the whole back bar rented at American Social yesterday. And all these dudes, the sun was shining, they're on the water, and they got 6 hours to hang out until game day. We did not. We had to go work, and that's great. That's the gig. Dude after dude after dude, what do you think tonight?
Yeah.
My answer was the same.
I told myself I feel very confident that we're going to get a win.
I didn't say that.
I did. I felt it.
They can absolutely compete with these guys. And if Jaden gets the ball late, I think they win. Mm-hmm. And what the hell happened?
Got the ball late.
It's a remarkable, remarkable recipe they got working right now. I mean this sincerely. Phone lines open at 11. The entire next segment, when we come back from break, Jeff just gets to say whatever he wants. I'm just going to say, hello, we're here, here's Jeff Walker. That's how the next segment's going to go. Jeff's got his jersey on. He claimed he was going to wear a full uniform.
Yeah, but I refuse to bring that in and let Jeff embarrass himself.
He's going to embarrass himself one way or another, but it doesn't really matter what he's wearing. Here's what you need to do. If you're looking at the biggest financial transaction of your lifetime, you need an expert. I know one dude who was fired up last night.
Oh.
His name was John Leahy.
Oh, John was fired up. And guess who else was fired up? Fred was fired up. He needed to sell his Rockville home, so he called John and the Fine Living Group to get his property sold again. This was Fred's 8th time using John and his team and to get the job done. With John Leahy's VIP selling program, he got the home sold quickly and for top dollar. If you're looking to sell, take advantage of John Leahy and the Fine Living Group's guaranteed offer. Start by finding out what your home is worth in only 30 seconds at johnsellsdmv.com. We're talking about our friend, John Leahy, and the Fine Living Group of EXP Realty, a guy that loses his mind when the Commanders win. John offers you flexible fees, customizes your needs, and he knows that life happens. So if needed, John will let you out of your contract at any time.
What you heard B say that there's guaranteed offers, that makes such a huge difference. And think about it this way. If you're unsure what your home's, you know, what equity you have in there, how much you could sell that thing, go to the website, johnsellsdmv.com. No H in John, just J-O-N sellsdmv.com. They've got a home valuation tool on there. You click on there. It takes 30, 45 seconds, honestly, and then you'll know exactly the value of your home. Then you can start to determine what your next move should be. If you should sell it, is now the right time? Maybe it is. Maybe you got a couple hundred grand in equity that you could buy a bigger house and get your kids separate bedrooms. Whatever it is you're trying to figure it out, that's why you should talk to John. He is an expert in this space, and right now is a weird time. Doesn't seem like rates are ever going down. John can work it out for you. Call him today, 301-900-3052. Go online to johnsellsdmv.com, or what's even easier, just Google John Leahy Group and start packing. Yo, I saw this weird Instagram reel about the making of this song. Did anybody know Rick James was from Buffalo, New York?
I think I remember that.
I didn't know that. And apparently he brought Eddie Murphy up there to make this song. Yo, a lot of snow. And they got snowed in. And I can only imagine what they had there.
Oh, I guarantee they had a lot of it.
You're listening to B. Mitchell Finley. The Commanders have snapped a 19-year playoff drought. If you listen to this program, then you're certainly aware of our producer, Jeff Walker.
They offered money, Jay.
I already hit him up. Jeff is nuts. He used to be an athlete. He loves the burgundy and gold deep in his loins. He enjoyed the game last night. He said his friends texted him when I came on television and said I looked like an average white guy. I appreciate that. Shout out to that guy. But, Jeff, I know you're going to be very excited, and you always tell us you need more airtime. The floor is yours, sir. Fire away.
Let's go! Yo.
He keep wearing that helmet without pads in it.
I was so excited last night. I did not know what to do, man. Like, them boys came to play. Let me start my credit pie early. De'Ami Brown and Terry McLaurin, I love y'all. I love y'all. Y'all stepped up. My man Terry was not rocking last night. Oh, man. Then to all the haters out there, y'all told me we gonna be in some misery this week. Where y'all at? None of y'all responded back to me on Twitter. Yo, Washington, we back up. Now, I know it's some things we gotta work on, but I'm not worried about that right now. I get my 24 hours and I will be celebrating all day until the clock hits midnight tonight. Bro, can I tell you, one, the range of emotions in the matter of just like, I know it's not healthy for me, but I love it. Like, we all got our vices. I think mine is Washington Commander football.
You got more vices than that, Joe.
But, bro.
Yo, I got vices. I ain't throwing stones. I'm just saying.
Dude, one, watching the kick. I couldn't even watch the field goal. When they lined up for the field goal, I turned around, and everyone's just watching, and I'm just listening. Dude, I hit a doink off the field goal post, and my head just dropped. And then everybody like, it bounced in. And dude, I did like a, if they was calculating my vert for like the combine, I promise you, I would have cleared that joint the way I jumped up when I heard that it went through. I said, let's go. Bro, I had to stop screaming because I was like, yo, I got to go to work tomorrow, and I got to be able to tell this story. But, dude, I've been on a Commander win high since last night. Bro, I barely could sleep.
What other highs were you on?
Nothing. Nothing. Well, a little bit of...
You just started giggling.
But man, I'm happy. 20 years, bro. Yo, we won. I couldn't believe it. Even though I had all the confidence in the world, it's just a different feeling. And guess what? We're gonna go to Detroit and punch them in the mouth next week. You heard it here first, I swear.
Get him, Jeff.
Thank you, Jeffrey.
But no, I'm not done yet because you said I get this whole segment.
Fire away, dude.
But bro,
no problem.
To all the fans, man.
Can I ask a question?
Yeah.
Because B said this earlier, and you just said it. I don't see people hating on them. Does this happen?
You must only deal with Commander fans.
JP.
There's a lot of fans out there still hating.
All right, let me give you some real life examples. Black Brian over there for 980. I walked in, I said, yay, we won. He said, boo. Well, I did not want y'all to win. I said, ho.
Oh, is he a Giant fan?
He said, I like the Cowboys. Hater. Right there. Then last week when we beat the Cowboys, my cousin gonna say, man, y'all gonna lose next week. He said, be around next week. I tweeted last night. I said, are you ever coming? You showing up? I'm around. We still won. So yes, there are haters out there. So I'm a
I feel like most people are happy for Washington and happy for Jaden especially.
JP,
I think if you look
you
around
need
the
to
country,
touch
that's generally the
you
reaction.
Need to touch earth, boy. So many people was telling us, man, especially online. Oh, that's where everyone gets Bo. Hey, Bo Nix about to show you why he's the offensive rookie of the year. Watch Jaden come out
his
here
first
and
pass.
Put ESPN on.
Those the real haters. Those the real haters. I don't like because you don't have to root against. You don't have to root against Jaden. I mean, you don't have to hate Jaden to root for Bo. But they want Jaden to fail so bad. But it's not going to happen, bro.
I don't know who they are. It seems like everybody in the country is enamored by Jaden Daniels.
JP,
and I don't know how
when
you
say
be.
Everyone
he was
in
fantastic.
The country, everyone in the country is not the mainstream media.
Yeah, the people in the media that they know right now, if you're not talking about Jaden Daniels and the Commanders, then you're relatively stupid.
But
people in the media talk about the most popular things out there. But I'm talking about fans and like fans of other teams and people that were hating in the beginning of the year. They still hate now. They just got quieter. They get quiet and they try to slide their little pokes in. You know, I see them.
I don't know how
I laugh at them.
Anybody could be. They've won six in a row.
Hold on, JP.
They've won their last five at the buzzer.
Like, I'm about to read.
At some point, that's about them.
Honestly, the
dumbest, like fakest. Argument hater stuff I've heard all weekend was about the Eagles wide receiver that had the book on the sideline. That's like his self-help affirmations book, and people tried to make that a thing. You want some dumb nonsense? That's it.
JP, look, this is from a guy who don't follow me. I don't know this man from a can of paint. Washington beat one playoff team all year, and that was with their backup QB. Takes last-second miracles to beat bad teams. Detroit by 35. Is that not hating?
So here's what I'll say. And Brian has imparted this on me over and over and over the years. If you don't follow that dude and you don't know that dude, why do you give a single rip what that dude randomly tweets?
It don't matter if you care about it or not. That's still hating material. That's still haters right there. Like, they're here. They exist. But Washington back up. Left hand up, man.
Can I read something? You want me to care about what the people on Twitter say, Jeff? My man M. Chisholm, Matt, just tweeted me. He said, whomever this guy who said he wants more airtime, this guy should never get airtime. This is like listening to some generic drunk talk about football.
All right, and tell him he will never be in a position to get this type of airtime, so bleep him too.
Phone lines open, 800-636-1067, 800-636-1067. Commanders are going to Detroit.